Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Mac Brown has a decision to make, or does he? This is Archansky with Monday Sports Notebook. In a spring game hampered by unsatisfying formats, chillier temperatures, and almost as many guys sitting out as playing, Carolina football was left with the same question that apparently won't be answered until summer training camp, if ever. Who's the quarterback? Jacoby Criswell and Drake May, both redshirted for different reasons, split the snaps and had comparative stats. Brown says that is indicative of just how similar the 6-foot Criswell and 6'5 May are. Both have quick releases, can throw the deep ball accurately, and despite the size differential, can run equally well. And if bad luck befalls either of them, Mac will need both. Few college quarterbacks are as durable as 3-year star Sam Howell, who missed one game as a precaution for a sore shoulder. He could have played if it weren't a gimme over Wofford. In that 34-14 win, Criswell got more snaps, 24-13, but May had slightly better stats, and each was responsible for a touchdown. They have been neck and neck ever since in the battle to succeed Howell. Criswell, an under-the-radar recruit from Arkansas, and May from a decorated Tar Heel family in Charlotte and one-time five-star commit to Alabama, both could very well play, which Brown has done occasionally at UNC in Texas. That may be okay for Phil Longo's offense, which would not change no matter who was under center, and be a safe harbor for the Tar Heels should either of them get injured. Right now, the third stringer is 6'1 true freshman talent Connor Harrell. And because of the weird COVID and transfer rules in college sports, it also would not be a career backslide for whoever lost a job this coming season and looked to go somewhere else. This will be Criswell's third academic year at UNC, and due to COVID giving varsity athletes an extra season, would still have two or three at another school. And since May appeared in fewer than four games in 2021, he, as a redshirt freshman, with three more years to play. Howell was so tough he seemed invincible, but Criswell and May could have stepped in last fall. Brown needs both in 2022, just in case, to keep the season from falling into the hands of a total stranger. This is Archansky. See ya.